This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After a long stretch of sunny days, a change in the weather is coming this weekend. It's sunny and warm again today, then rain and snow late Saturday and Sunday. Colorado Springs, 76 this afternoon, Denver, 78. Pueblo will get above 80 with a red flag warning and high fire danger this afternoon. There is snow in this weekend's forecast, but NASA predicts an increase in what it's calling extreme heat stress days in the coming decades because of climate change. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson explains what that means for the Front Range.
In the Midwest and the Southeast, I mean, you've got the combination of heat and the humidity here. We will get hotter temperatures, but we'll also tend to be drier. So our climate, if we don't stop increasing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from the burning of fossil fuels, by 2060, Denver's climate will be more like that of Amarillo, Texas. And Amarillo, Texas, I don't want to think about what that will be like.
Again, fire danger high this afternoon for Pueblo, Canyon City, Fort Collins too, Denver in the 70s, and turning cooler through the weekend. Colorado cases of avian flu are rising after a lull over the summer. The virus was first detected late last winter. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is Colorado State Veterinarian. She says avian flu outbreaks typically don't last this long.
We really don't know what the future looks like with this outbreak. Europe, for example, has been dealing with this strain for about 18 months.
This strain of bird flu is not dangerous to humans. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.